David Dowden, Kamala Harris is the greatest threat to civil rights in generations. By Robert Krajicek on August 28, 2019. Kamala Harris is the greatest threat to civil rights and our constitutional natural rights that we've seen in our country in generations, said David Dowden, founder of the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, in a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. In 2015, CMP began releasing footage of an undercover investigation it conducted of Planned Parenthood's harvesting and sale of tissues and organs retrieved from aborted unborn children. Dowden reflected on his organization's project. Planned Parenthood is the biggest abortion business in our country, funded by $500 million in taxpayer money, every single year, said Dowden. For decades, Planned Parenthood has been one of the major suppliers of the dismembered body parts of aborted children for various kinds of experimentation, none of it life-saving or contributing to cures. By the way, all of it just basic biological tinkering. Some of it very scary Frankenstein-type stuff where they're stitching organs into lab rats and seeing how long they can keep them growing, things like that. Listen. Dowden added, Planned Parenthood has been involved in baby part experimentation for decades and decades, selling the body parts to middlemen wholesaler companies, to big taxpayer-funded government laboratories, selling them to various biotech companies. With the Center for Medical Progress, we went undercover for 30 months, recalled Dowden. We did a very in-depth, long-term, undercover journalism study of Planned Parenthood's participation in the harvesting and sale of late-term aborted baby parts, and that led to many of the really gruesome, shocking, revelatory, and undercover videos documenting top-level Planned Parenthood executives callously haggling and negotiating and talking about the way that they can supply tiny aborted baby hearts and lungs and livers and brains like it was just on an assembly line, and basically treating their patients, whom they claim to care about so much, treating pregnant women like they're just harvesting pods or a cash crop to pad Planned Parenthood's profit margin and increase their bottom line. Dowden went on, as you can imagine, like any other big and powerful and well-funded organization that has some reporting done about it that it doesn't like, Planned Parenthood was not pleased and they felt really, really threatened, and their political allies felt really threatened when this information came out about 4 years ago, and we started releasing it. Planned Parenthood of California went to Kamala Harris, Dowden stated. They actually had an in-person meeting with her in Los Angeles in March of 2016. And we have the emails documenting this meeting between Kamala Harris and six top-level Planned Parenthood executives. Planned Parenthood gave a very clear set of demands to Kamala Harris, and particularly among them, they asked for the unreleased videos, because there was a whole set of initial videos that we released in the summer of 2015. And then there's a whole other set of undercover footage that still has not been publicly released to this day, because it's tied up in a lot of various litigation and gag orders from biased judges in San Francisco and other things. Dowden continued, Planned Parenthood said to Kamala Harris, we need you to seize those unreleased tapes, so that they can never be released to the public. Take them away from Dowden, make sure he doesn't have them. Kamala Harris then ordered a search warrant to be served on my apartment in Orange County for the unreleased video recordings, said Dowden, recalling how California state authorities searched his home. They came in, said Dowden. They took everything that I had. Fortunately, we have backup copies in lots of different places, so they were not completely successful, but that search warrant, ordered by Kamala Harris and executed by 11 of her agents in April of 2016, brings us to where we are today with her successor, Xavier Becerra, prosecuting this completely bogus 15 felony charge complaint against me, all under the California video recording law. Dowden described the CMP's undercover investigation as lawful in accordance with California law. The California video recording law, by the way, does not make it a crime to record an open conversation in a crowded public area like a restaurant or a hotel lobby, which is what we did, and what regular local journalists in California do every single day and every single week, and publish, and not a single one of them has ever had a search warrant served on them for doing undercover video in the state of California. My case is the first and the only one. So they had a very clear motive, they had a very clear quid pro quo with then-Attorney General Kamala Harris. and they had a very clear violation of black-letter California law about what you're allowed to get a search warrant for and what you're not, Daleiden added. Kamala Harris's office as a prosecutor really ended up being the crooks, determined Daleiden. They were basically engaged in collusion with Planned Parenthood and obstruction of justice to try to cover up Planned Parenthood's baby body part sales, which, by the way, remain under investigation by the FBI and U.S. Department of Justice. So we're waiting to find out what happens with all of that. Daleiden shared his knowledge of Harris's 2016 meeting with Planned Parenthood executives regarding the CMP's undercover investigation. "We have it documented from multiple sources," Daleiden state. "Number one, we have it in the investigative reports that were filled out by the California Department of Justice agents who were tasked with this sad, illegal investigation by Kamala Harris. We also have it in emails memorializing and documenting the in-person meeting that Kamala Harris had with six top-level Planned Parenthood of California executives in March of 2016. And we also have it in the form of testimony that we have subpoenaed from multiple California DOJ agents, and basically whistleblowers." Daleiden continued, "There were good, career law enforcement agents in the California Department of Justice who saw what was going on in 2016. Who saw that there was this very heavy-handed political search warrant and political raid being ordered by a political ally of Kamala Harris's office being forced down by her political attachés in the executive office. And, at least one of them was so upset by it that he had to go on sick leave as a result of it. He was so upset by how the career law enforcement department of the Attorney General's office was being manipulated by Kamala Harris on behalf of a powerful constituent like Planned Parenthood. So we have at least three different sources. That's all in the motion that was filed this past week, and it's expected to be heard as early as next week in San Francisco." Harris has been a longtime political ally of Planned Parenthood and the broader abortion industry, noted Daleiden, describing her involvement in directing California's investigation and prosecution of CMP as a conflict of interest given her dual status as a recipient of Planned Parenthood's political arms donation and advocate for Planned Parenthood as a senatorial candidate in 2016. At the time that Kamala Harris, as Attorney General, ordered this political search warrant to be served on my home in 2016, she simultaneously was hosting a petition to defend and maintain Planned Parenthood's federal funding, Daleiden assessed. "There's a very long incestuous relationship between Kamala Harris as a politician and Planned Parenthood as a major electioneering organization going back for many, many years. Kamala Harris abused her power as California's Attorney General to suppress video revealing Planned Parenthood's conduct," Daleiden stated. "Kamala Harris, as Attorney General of California, colluded with Planned Parenthood in order to obstruct further investigation and public scrutiny of their baby body part selling business, which is funded by taxpayers," Daleiden remarked. "She received and continues to receive extreme and substantial political support from Planned Parenthood in exchange for her undying and unwavering support. Kamala Harris is pulling out all the stops as one of their primary political cronies out in California. Planned Parenthood's commodification of unborn children's remains violates California state law and federal law," Daleiden explained. "You are allowed to donate human organs and tissue, whether it's adult or fetal, as a charitable donation," Daleiden explained. "No one is supposed to be selling human body parts, adult, fetal, of any age. No one is supposed to be making a profit on the sale of human body parts. And the federal law is actually even more stronger than even that. Nobody is supposed to be selling and trading in aborted baby body parts like an independent store of value, or like an independent commodity. It's this term, valuable consideration, that comes up in the statutes, and basically what it means is exactly what Planned Parenthood was doing." Daleiden added, "They were trading human body parts like widgets on an assembly line. They were receiving kickbacks, basically based on the number or the volume of harvestable body parts they could supply to these different biotech companies in California and elsewhere. And they were treating pregnant women coming into their clinics, treating their patients like they were just a cash crop for them to harvest from to increase the bottom line of the clinics that already receive substantial taxpayer funding both from the feds and also from the state of California, even paying for the abortion procedures themselves. So it was extremely illegal. Harris will abuse political power to enforce fealty to left-wing orthodoxy," arraigned Daleiden. "We've seen how it persecutes basically everybody at this point, both right of center, middle of the road, it doesn't matter. If you don't subscribe and bow down and burn incense to their politically correct orthodoxy and dogma, they will persecute you. Whether it's Pinterest and Facebook and the social media giants. Whether it's Kamala Harris and Xavier Becerra and their jackbooted thugs at the Attorney General's office in California. Or whether it's any number of crazy things that come out of the de facto capital of the California political establishment, which is San Francisco, Dal Iden said. They're not about freedom, continued Dal Iden. They're not about liberty. They're not even about being liberal. They are about power and control, and they have a very narrow view of what a good and evolved person is to be in 2019. And they will be ruthless in trying to enforce that, which is what they're doing to me and what they will try to do to many others. Dal Iden concluded, that's why Kamala Harris is one of the biggest, probably the biggest contemporary threat to civil rights that we've seen in this country in a very long time. Her candidacy is very dangerous and should be very vigorously and publicly opposed. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.